Well, this week marks somewhat of an end of a, I'm not quite sure if it's an end of an era, but it's the end of something you've been using if you catch public transport. My TransLink app, or the My TransLink app, will be retired tomorrow. And the new app, simply called TransLink, will be the only one available. However, many users are not happy. They're not pleased. The new app has a 1.4 star rating out of 5 on the App Store. If that was a date, you wouldn't go back for a second one. One review of the new app says online, it's worse than a paper map from 2015. Ouch. When I mentioned this to my producers who catch public transport every day, they too broke out in a chorus of criticism. So let's go to my guest. Rowan Gray is from Better Transport Queensland. Rowan Gray, why is it that public transport users don't like the new app?
G'day, Steve. I'd say the biggest reason people are struggling to use it at the moment is because it is missing quite a lot of features that the old app did have.
Like?
The biggest one is the route timetables. So on the old app, you'd be able to just search for your route. Say you live on the Gold Coast line. You just search Gold Coast. It'll come up. You could search and see through all the trains that are departing. Now it's a bit more difficult. You have to find your stop first. You have to find your stop. You have to click on your stop, and then you can only see your route times once you've found your stop. So it's just a bit more difficult to find the trip times for the train or the bus you're trying to take.
So what improvements would Better Transport Queensland like to see on this app, which is the only one that will be available for people from tomorrow?
Yeah, so Better Transport Queensland just wants to see the new app make sure it is fully featured complete compared to the old app. So all the features in the old app should be available in the new app for people who need to catch public transport, because people have gotten used to how they do things on the old app, and when they come across to the new app, they want to do things the same way. And if those features aren't available, they will be disappointed. They won't be able to find their bus, they won't be able to find their train, and they'll just struggle to use it in general.
My guest is Rowan Gray. Rowan, do you know if TransLink or the state government, or TransLink rather, went out to anyone outside of their office to seek input and actually to seek the input of people who actually used it in real-time circumstances? Do you know if that happened?
I'm not sure if it did, actually. So I know it went out to tender. So this app's actually an off-the-shelf product that that comes from Siemens in Europe. So it's used in a couple European countries overseas, but it is quite heavily tailored for the market that it ultimately gets deployed in. So we do know that it is an off-the-shelf product, but there are modifications that have been made as well for our local area. I haven't heard of any user testing that's occurred, though, unfortunately, and I think there definitely needs to be some done in the future to make sure the app can be improved into the future.
My old TransLink app also rated quite poorly, yet it was preferred over this one, and from tomorrow, the new one will be the only one available. Is that right?
That's correct. So, yeah, they're deprecating the old one tomorrow.
Rowan, what would you do?
So if you're logging into the new app tomorrow, well, not logging in, but if you're opening the new app tomorrow, I think it's always good to go at it with a fresh mind. So there has been an update that occurred over the weekend, which has made some good improvements. You can now save like a commuter journey, and it will give you suggestions and like tell you if your next train is going to be delayed, those sort of things. So there are some good things on the new app. So do go with a fresh mind. A lot of those comments and reviews have been made before this new version. But also, if you are struggling to use the new app, there are also alternatives out there. So you can look up online, just look up transit apps, and there'll be a bunch of options you can also try.
Is there one you recommend? Is there one that Better Transport Queensland recommend other than the state-funded TransLink app?
So obviously you've got your Google Maps and your Apple Maps, which are good, but also they're not designed for it. There are some other good ones as well. There's AnyTrip if you're using Android and Apple, and there's also NextThere. That's NextThere, just one word, which you can use on Apple as well, which I've heard is really good.
We'll see what happens after tomorrow when the new one is the only one available. Rowan, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Rowan Gray is from Better Transport Queensland. If you use the TransLink app, you'll only have this one choice tomorrow. What is it that you don't like? Tell me what you're, as someone who actually uses it in real-world circumstances, ultimately it's being done for you. It's not being done for TransLink. It's not being done for the state government or for any of the councils. It's being done for you. So you give me a call. What's the problem with it? 1300 222 612 is the phone number. Call now or send a text 0467 922 612.
612 ABC Radio Brisbane. You're listening to Steve Austin.